The opening of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society is coming up this Sunday at 4 o'clock at St. John's Episcopal Church in Lafayette. Joining me is the Executive Director, Margot Marlott. Hi.
Hi, John.
This is kind of nice that these folks that are coming, the cello and piano duo, were here this last season. And so if you caught that amazing concert, it's a chance to hear them again. And if you didn't, well, here's an awesome chance for Beethoven, Haydn, Debussy, and Grieg.
Yeah, I'm very, very grateful that Arkady and Tamara agreed to come again. We were so excited to hear them perform last year, and this year's program is very different. And in particular, the Debussy and the Haydn. The Haydn is a cello sonata I do not know, and I'm really excited to hear it. But of course, the Beethoven A major cello sonata is something all of us cellists and pianists really, really love.
And to me, being able to see the chamber music and see the communication, normally we see cues and whatnot. To me, I think it's always awesome when if folks saw David Finkel and Wuhan, or if they saw these guys from last year and know them from Indy, that you know that there's that even more, that sort of ESP that happens with couples. You know, it's just amazing to see.
Yeah, yeah. A quick story. I needed a cello lesson or two, and David Finkel agreed to teach me, and then found out I have some organizational skills. So to pay for the lessons, I reorganized at that time, their CD collection, their LP collection, and then I helped them do some writing, which was very interesting. But yeah, wonderful to see couples perform together. And you're absolutely right. There's a unknown element to those performances, I think, that is an ESP-like connection.
Well, it's a program that's coming up this Sunday at St. John's Episcopal Church, cello and piano. To me, this is a very romantic program, and you hear the Grieg on the radio, but you don't often see it, and I think it's kind of nice to be able to see it live.
Absolutely. Great piece. Oh my gosh, wonderful. And you're absolutely right. This is not a piece that is programmed very often, and I'm sure it's going to be fabulous. Especially, you know, Tamara is this wonderful pianist, and so to have the skill and the artistry of Arkady equally matched by Tamara is going to be wonderful to see and hear.
And I think it's important for young people to be able to experience this sort of artistry. And again, pieces like, I remember Lynn Harrell came to Wichita and I was in high school, and a bunch of my friends and I, he did like 10 encores in one night. And because it was a fairly short program, but everyone talked, you know, about like, holy cow, you know, and he just kept coming back. But I remember that as a young person, how important, it wasn't even my instrument, you know, but we knew he was someone special, and someone that said, oh, no, I think my violin teacher said, no, you come to the university. And we did, and this is back in Wichita, you know, I can't tell you how many years, but, you know, that makes an impression on a young person.
Well, I hope to see some more young people. We provide tickets at no cost to children, grades kindergarten through 12. So it's definitely, that's not an impediment. Money is not an impediment. And yeah, to see the artists of this caliber come to town is very exciting. And I had this similar experiences with junior high. I remember a string quartet came from, I grew up in Portland, in Oregon, Southern Oregon, and this quartet came from Portland, the big city. And yeah, it's just riveting. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, we're talking with Margot Marlott, the executive director of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society, and their opening concerts. I know that there's going to be a young quartet coming later this season, that there's a great Christmas concert, all sorts of things that are happening. Where can folks find out more, and where can they get tickets for this Sunday?
Tickets are always available at the door on the day of the concert. You can buy tickets online at tippecanoechambermusic.org. You can find a tab for tickets, and we also gratefully accept the help of Vaughn's Books. They sell tickets in their record department in the back, so there are all kinds of ways to get tickets, so thanks for asking.
Yeah, and I guess it's kind of neat that Tamara is actually going to play a lovely impressionistic piece by Claude Debussy on this program as well. So not only do you get to see this great duo, but get to see the piano shine on the second half.
Yeah, isn't it? I mean, I've always been in love with great pianists, and I am looking forward to that as well.
Well, it's the concert is this Sunday, and folks may know Arkady from Indianapolis. Is that right? If they haven't been to last year's concert,
right? He and his wife now live in New York City, after he retired from the Indianapolis Symphony, he first joined the Indianapolis Symphony, I think, in the 70s, and was principal cellist there since 1978 to. Oh, I wish I could remember the exact date, but it's probably something like 2008 or 2010, perhaps. So he was there for a long time.
Yeah, well, it's so nice to be able to hear some chamber music and the opening concert coming up Sunday. Margo, we hope you'll come back and tell us more as the season progresses.
Thank you.